Joe and Don Newman of Fayetteville came to Arkansas in the 1970s as part of the Back to the Land movement. The Back to the Landers built log cabins because they provided cheap housing made of materials that were close at hand. When the couple wanted to build a vacation home in New Mexico, they also wanted it to be a low-cost structure of native materials. And what was most plentiful there was dirt. They looked at many alternatives, straw bale, adobe, rammed earth, daub and wattle, and even cordwood construction. But nothing was as cheap, fast, and easy as an earth bag home.
You can use the dirt under your feet and a few manufactured materials such as bags and barbed wire, and you have a house.
Joe went to Puerto Rico for a week-long workshop. Then he went online to see what other people worldwide were doing with earth bags. He found an entertaining website by a couple building an earth bag home right here in Garfield. Paul and Lisa Major were newlyweds when they first looked at alternative construction. They wanted to put down roots without putting down all their money.
Just didn't really want to face a 30-year mortgage now that we're in our 40s. But to also, I think equally as important to have a home that's natural and that's healthy and that's good to the earth.
Making an earth bag home is almost as simple as it sounds. You fill bags with earth, stacking them like bricks. Barbed wire between the layers adds tensile strength. When your walls are complete, you finish it inside and out with adobe plaster. The result is a strong, flexible shelter that goes up fast and will last much longer than its builders. An earth bag home is all natural, cool in summer, warm in winter, and so strong it can withstand earthquakes. It was a friend's coffee table book that gave the Majors the idea of building an earth bag home.
When we saw the earth bag book that our friend had, we just thought, well, this is it. This looks really strong. It looks really energy efficient and relatively simple to do.
For the home's footings, Paul said they went with a really ancient technology, a rubble foundation.
The rubble foundation that had been done for, I think, thousands of years. I think concrete foundations just come to be here in the last 100 or so. And they're still around. The rubble foundations are still around from thousands of years ago.
The Majors had hoped to scoop up dirt from their yard to fill the bags, but they failed to take into account Arkansas's most plentiful crop, rocks. Then when they went to the Avoca Quarry for driveway gravel, they noticed piles of inexpensive limestone sand. The perfect fill for their bags.
I know it's not the greenest thing, but it's all we had, and it's only 5 miles away. So we went with the crushed limestone, and once it cured out and got dry, it's like a bag of concrete that's gotten wet. I mean, it's just solid.
The limestone sand creates a formidable thermal mass. 18-inch thick walls will stay warm in winter and cool in summer. Paul installs heat and air systems for a living, but he'll heat his home with a wood stove. The Newmans have filled their earth bags with a crushed volcanic rock. Because the rock formed with lots of small air pockets, Joe says his walls will regulate temperature more like a super insulated conventional home.
This creates an insulative barrier, which is R30 or R40 or something like that. And if, for example, you built a dome out of this, you would have that R30 or R40 insulation all the way through your house.
The Major's earth bag home will be solid. Two connected domes make up their living area. A 25-foot dome will have two floors. The 20-footer, just one. The dome shape itself confers strength, but Paul says an element of the construction you don't see makes the structure super strong.
You tamp the bags down, then you lay the barbed wire, and then the next layer of bags goes on top of the barbed wire, and it just more or less, like I said, it's like a Velcro bag. It just cinches the bags to keep them from moving.
Like other organic structures, an earth bag home seems to grow to fit the imagination of its builders. The Majors started with one dome, but now they're toying with adding a third.
We just decided to add on a bathroom in the back, and it's going to be another 10 foot. So we keep adding and adding. But that's a good thing about that, too. If you decide that you've outgrown a space, you can always add two.
Their plumbing plans include a system to filter gray water and route it into a greenhouse watering system. Where they can, they've salvaged wood to frame up what will eventually be windows and doors. And at their house, even vegetable scraps get recycled as food for the ever-present chickens. So what effect does all this recycling have on the waste stream? Joe says conventional construction puts a real burden on the local dump.
An average 2,000 square foot house winds up having 8,000 pounds of waste. You could build some of these smaller earth bag houses and domes with some of the waste, just a little bit of the waste, the spare wood and so on that they leave over.
Earth bag homes could also be a godsend in emergencies, such as the Haiti earthquake. With only bags and barbed wire and no wading, the people themselves could put up permanent homes that would be all but earthquake-proof. Joe says that if he were living on a fault line, he'd build with earth bags.
I want something that's going to survive an earthquake. Even if I have a little earth bag dome off of my house for the bedroom so that we can all run in there and survive when the rest of the house falls in.
The possibilities for artistic expression in an earth bag home excite Dawn Newman. She studied the earthships near Taos, New Mexico, a development of large houses that function entirely off the grid. From built-in furniture to sculpted fireplaces, these homes give an artist inspiration.
They use a lot of the bottled windows, a lot of little portholes in the ceiling, and little niches all over, and all these decorative floors. So as soon as you get kind of your basic building built, then the art can begin.
The Newmans and the Majors have both had some help with the heavy lifting. Joe says when you're lucky enough to have friends come by, a house isn't the only thing you're building.
You want to spend a lot of time with your friends and neighbors, build an earth bag house. It's all by hand. There's no noise except the simple tools and conversation and grunting and groaning.
Reporting for Ozarks at Large from the wilds of Garfield, I'm Zan Jarvis.